Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, it's main story time, and I feel like I'm running away because that's what we need to do. We need to sit back. We need to talk. We need to hang out. We need to take a look. We might even need to take a chat or two in regards of what the hell is going on. Because, listen, there is all kinds of fun stuff going on inside of the world. Not sometimes, but all the time. But listen, I got a question for you. Because I'm kind of confused on some things. I'm kind of confused on where people get information to learn to advance their organization. Let's go through that again. Where people learn information to advance their organization. And yes, I'm not on one of those weird soapboxes today. But listen, as an industry, there are things that happen. There are things that we have no idea on how to move forward with. So listen, I can go out there and read a book. I can go out there and look at some things on some OSHA guideline. I can call some friends, I can call some acquaintances and say, hey, listen, I'm having this issue inside of the organization, and how am I able to change it? How am I able to move forward? How am I able to acknowledge that there is a problem and correct the issue going forward? Now, listen, you have someone that you call or contact or some company or something when something that you need to find out about, just kind of the way that it goes. And I'm taking a look around lately, and I'm trying to figure out, listen, when it comes to serious events, who do you go to? Who do you say, hey, I need your assistance with? Because I keep on looking, and I go, there are certain categories of things that happen in our world that I cannot find. And here's the issue that I run into. And there's nothing wrong with this, but I have a hard time going to a company that uses a franchise model, but they have no quality assurance. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about, there's companies that offer services, but they do it in a franchise model, but have no quality assurance on how they verify how good the people that are representing them are. Because if you take a look around, you might notice immediately that a lot of organizations that are out there, once they train someone, the way that they verify that they're still reliable in regards of doing the work is that they charge them a yearly fee for a membership. It's not a recertification. Or they might have some big expensive hoop-dee-dee-doo in some city, and they get CEUs for showing up to the big hoop-dee-dee-doo, not by really establishing their credentials on the stuff that has been taught to them. So it makes it kind of weird. It makes it kind of difficult, too, if I'm keeping it as truthful as possible. So, with that being said, what is your default? Now, listen, I'm not going to have an answer for you. I'm not going to say, hey, listen, I've come up with this great list of things that we can do for the world of safety, and this is how it works. No, I would be lying to you if I said that. But I definitely do not have a default that I go to, that I look around and say, okay, this is the creme de la creme. And what pisses me off, I guess, the most is when something becomes an issue where people start changing names of what they're offering because now they're just trying to repackage it to something else. I remember during the COVID days, yes, I did say it, some people did reference some issues about things that were going on how they would actually redo it, repurpose it, and so on. It was just the strangest thing from time to time. I never understood why they were repurposing it when they really hadn't changed anything. It was all still the exact same information. Now that's something to think about.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.